what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's the Chris Mosey Podcast on Anchor, Sunday night. I'm playing new music for y'all. This ain't even released yet. The Lamb, the Lion. 2 27 7 27 20. Try saying that fast 3 times in a row. 7 27 20. Y'all already know what it is. We excited to be here. Thank God for another day. This is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. Tonight we're gonna be talking about soul tie circumstances. Like, what are we doing? What if you're not here, what are you doing? Huh? My way to the chase right now, bro. Nah, I'm just saying, like, I'm releasing this on Facebook tonight. So I wanted to play it for my people here right now first. But if you're on my Facebook page, you're going to hear this tonight. And I appreciate you for being here. This is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. I'm lit. I was sick for a couple days. I didn't do anything. And now we're back. And they thought we was gone. Can you believe it? But I need the whole 7 to rise to attention right now, because we're about to take over the game. But tonight, we already know Sunday is about fellowshipping. Going to talk about some things, soul tie circumstances. But I had to play this for you, and it gets me very crunk, so. But yeah, tonight is about the Lord. And we love him, and he knows it. And he loves us as well. And it's because he loved us first. So tonight, soul tie circumstances. That's what we're going to be talking about. Watching our relationships, guarding our minds. Things like that. So y'all stay tuned right here. Chris Mosey Podcast. All right, bet. Tonight, this is the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor, and we are a part of the Sunday Takeover. Yeah, it's going on right now. Countdown officially started. I'm so grateful to have you here with me tonight. In the name of the Lord. How's everybody doing? It's been a long week. Birthday. I didn't get through the birthday episode. So I feel like a lot of people thought I went away. I can feel y'all energy. Yeah. And I can tell when y'all think I'm gone. And then I have to razzle dazzle. Because I'm not going anywhere this time. But shout out to all my sponsors and my partners. Shout out to the New Kings. Like I said, my favorite Christian band. And some to do with the fact that we're partners. But so what, I love you, and I love your music, and I think that God is just using you guys in an extremely tremendous way. Shout out Johnny B, shout out Lauren Mack, shout out Mo Money, who just did his interview yesterday. It's awesome. Shout out to Tease Tease. We appreciate your dealings with podcast as well. Glad to have you on board, and make the Lord just bless you. But tonight we're here for Soul Tie Circumstances. I'll let you get a sneak peek of the new song, The Chase, before I officially release the unedited version on Facebook. Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. There's a lot of flair coming from, but you know, right now we're just gonna get into the basics like we try to do on Sunday. Try to take it back to where it started. Never forget that. So, at the beginning of every episode, I ask that we all bow our heads, close our eyes, because I like to pray. So yeah, this is a very serious moment. So yeah, if you've been a listener, then you already know what it is. But if you're new, Yeah, this is what we do. So, we're gonna do it now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for giving us breath in our bodies, your breath, to go out and do your will and the things that are of you. I pray for everybody out there who's struggling or homeless or anything like that, or dealing with depression, single mothers who are having a hard time. Lord, I just pray that you look into all of our situations individually, and that you just use your power to bring it to a expected end for us, Lord. All things work together for the good of those that love you, and we love you. That's why we're here. So, yeah, I pray those things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. How's everybody doing, man? Tonight we're getting into soul tie circumstances. And this is piggybacking off of, what was last week's? I can't believe I don't really just remember these. Like, I cannot believe it. My memory is slipping that far to where I can't believe. Oh, it was this one. Okay, uncompromising the love. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I like that. Yeah, soul tie circumstances, uncompromising love. Like, oh my God, these are great. But yeah, soul tie circumstances, man. This is one of those things. This is dealing with relationships. This is dealing with people when you share an energy with them and you develop a love for them and a compassion for them. And some of those relationships can be toxic. Not saying our relationships that, you know, end up in the end not really giving you the best. Like, it's not necessarily every one of them is toxic. It's just sometimes God will send things into your life disguised as other things. Like, I try to talk about the deep aspects of, like, spirituality. Like, God will send stuff into your life disguised as something else. So it's like, you have to be, like, aware of how he, like, moves in a way. Because, like, he'll disguise something that really, like, it could be something, like, bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not that God sent it. He might allow it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, in the end, you'll always figure it out. You know what I'm saying? In the end, you'll see it. But, like, in that moment, you won't. And, like, that's the thing about it. Like, he'll allow people to come in your life that will hurt you in the end. And it's not that they really mean to. It's just their role in your life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, some stuff you just really can't avoid. But if you do everything based off of character traits, then you'll have better relationships. You know? Because if you do it based off of the person's character, then you kind of have a roundabout knowing about what they do, you know what I'm saying? What they stand for, what they're about. That's why I say, like, it's best to check the fruit, you know what I'm saying? Because people tell you who they are, you know what I'm saying? Like, they tell you who they are. Like, they'll be like, from the jump, like, I do this, like, when I get like this or this or this, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just more aware of it. I listen now, like, so I'm like, okay, if this happened, like, you might act like this. Like, that might not be something I want to deal with later, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you just gotta be, like, on point. And you have to be very cautious about who you give your energy to. You know, like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta gotta be aware, you know what I'm saying, of what you do.